Sodor Stories presents The Twin Engines, based on the Railway series by Reverend W. Audrey, and read by Toby Yelland.
More and more people travelled to the Fat Controller's railway. More and more ships came to the harbour. Everyone had to work hard indeed. The trucks complained bitterly, but then trucks always do, and no one took them much notice. The coaches complained too. No sooner had they arrived with one train, than they had to go out again with fresh passengers as another. "We don't know whether we're coming or going," they protested. "We feel quite distracted. No one can say," grumbled Henry, "that we're afraid of hard work."
"But we draw the line at goods trains," finished Gordon.
Dirty trucks, ugh," put in James.
"What are you boiler aching about?" asked Duck.
"I remember on the Great Western,
that tin pot railway."
"Tin pot indeed, let me tell you."
"Silence,"
ordered a well-known voice.
"Let me tell you that an engine for goods work will be arriving from Scotland tomorrow."
The news was received with acclamation. The next day came. The Fat Controller stared in a confused way.
"Did you say two engines, Inspector?"
"Yes, sir."
"Well, then send the order back at once."
Certainly, sir. "But which?" The Fat Controller stared again.
"Engines have numbers, Inspector," he explained. "We bought number 57646. Send the other one back."
"Quite so, sir. But there is a difficulty."
"What do you mean?"
"The two engines are exactly alike, sir, and have no numbers. They say they lost them on the way." The Fat Controller seized his hat.
"We'll soon settle that nonsense."
And he went out to the yard. The two engines greeted him cheerfully.
"I hear you've lost your numbers," he said. "How did that happen?"
"They must have slightly slipped off, sir."
"Aye, you know how it is,"
the engine spoke in chorus.
"I know. Accidentally on purpose."
The twins looked pained.
"Sir, you wouldn't be thinking we lost them on purpose."
"I'm not so sure," said the Fat Controller. "Now then, which of you is 57646?
"Well, that, sir, is just what we kinda mind."
The Fat Controller looked at their solemn faces. He turned away. He seemed to have difficulty with his own. He swung back around.
"What are your names?"
"Donald and Douglas, sir."
"Good," he said. "Then your controller can tell me which of you is which."
"Or you're getting nae muckle help from him, sir."
"Why?"
"He does nae know our names, sir. How could he? We've only given ourselves names when we lost our numbers."
"One of you," said the Fat Controller, "is playing truant. I shall find out who, and send him home. Inspector," he ordered, "give these engines numbers and set them to work."
And he walked sternly away. The Fat Controller gave Donald and Douglas numbers 9 and 10.
"There must be no tricks," he said. "I shall be watching you both and decide which of you is to stay."
And he walked away. The twins looked glum. Neither wanted to stay without the other. They said so.
"Well, then what's to do?"
wondered Douglas.
"Ugh," said Donald. "Each one be as good as the other. Then he'll have to keep us both."
It was a good plan, but they reckoned without a spiteful brake van. The van had taken a disliking to Douglas. Things always went wrong when they had to take it out. His trains were late, and he was blamed. Douglas began to worry.
"You're a muckle nuisance," said Donald. "It's to leave you behind I be wantin'."
You can't, said the brake van. I'm essential.
Ugh, are ye? Donald burst out. You're nothing but a screeching, and a noise when all is said and done. Spite Dougie with ya. Take that. Oh, 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 cried the van. There'll be more coming should ye misbehave.
The van behaved better after that. Douglas's trains were punctual, and the twins felt happier. Until one day, Donald had an accident. He was backing into a siding. The rails were slippery.
He couldn't stop in time, and crashed through the buffers into a signal box.
One moment, the signalman was standing on the stairs. The next, he was sitting in the coal in Donald's tender. He was most annoyed.
You clumsy great engine, he stormed. Now you must stay there. You've jammed the points. It serves you right for spoiling my nice new signal box.
The fat controller was cross too.
I'm disappointed, Donald, he said. I did not expect such clumsiness from you. I had decided to send Douglas back and keep you.
I'm sorry, sir. But Donald didn't say what he was sorry for. We know, don't we?
You have upset my arrangements. This is most inconvenient. Now James will have to help with the goods work, while you have your tender mended. James won't like that.
The fat controller was right. James grumbled dreadfully.
Anyone would think, said Douglas, that Donald had his accident on purpose. I heard tales about an engine with some tar wagons.
Shut up, said James. It's not funny.
He didn't like being reminded of his own accident.
Well, 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 said Donald innocently. Surely, James, it wasn't ye. He didn't say.
James didn't say. He was sulky the next morning and wasn't steaming properly. When at last he did start, he bumped the trucks hard.
He's cross, sniggered the spiteful brake van. We'll try to make him crosser still.
Hold back, whispered the trucks to each other.
James did his best, but he was exhausted when they reached Edward Station. Luckily, Douglas was there.
Help me up the hill, please, panted James. These trucks are playing tricks.
We'll show 'em, said Douglas grimly.
Come on, come on, come on,
puffed James crossly.
Get moving, you, get moving, you,
puffed Douglas from behind. Slowly but surely, the snorting engines forced the upwilling trucks up the hill. But James was losing steam.
I can't do it, I can't do it,
he panted.
Leave it to me, leave it to me,
shouted Douglas.
He pushed and he puffed so furiously that sparks leapt from his funnel.
Oh, oh,
grumbled the van. He squeezed between Donald and the trucks.
Go on, go on,
he screeched. But the trucks took no notice. The guard was getting anxious.
Go steady, he yelled. The van's breaking.
But it was too late. The guard jumped clear as the van collapsed. No one had been hurt, and soon Edward came with the breakdown train. The fat controller climbed down.
I might have known it would be you, Douglas.
I'm sorry, sir, he replied. Maybe I was clumsy, but I wouldn't be beaten by a tricksy brake van.
I see, said the fat controller.
Donald was grand, sir, said Edward. James had no steam left, but Douglas worked hard enough for three. I heard it from my yard.
Two would have been enough, said the fat controller.
I want to be fair, Douglas.
I admire your determination.
But I don't know. I really don't know.
He turned and walked thoughtfully away.
Snow had come early to the island of Sodor, It was heavier than usual. It stayed too. Most engines hated snow, but Donald and Douglas were used to it. They knew what to do. Their drivers spoke to the inspector, and they were soon coupled back to back with a van between their tenders. Then, each with snowplows on their fronts, they set to work. They puffed backwards and forwards, patrolling the line. Generally, the snow slipped away easily. But sometimes they found deeper drafts. Then they would charge them again and again. Snorting, slipping, puffing and panting, till they had to force their way through. Suddenly they came across a drift that was larger than most. They charged it, and were just backing for another try when...
Losh sakes, Donald! It's Henry! Dinna fuss yourself, Henry. Wait a while. We'll have you out.
The Fat Controller was returning soon. The twins were glum. He'll send us back for sure, they said. It's a shame, synthesized Percy.
A lot of nonsense about a signal box, grumbled Gordon. Too many of those, if you ask me.
That brake van, too, put in James. Good riddance, that's what I'd say.
They were splendid in the snow, added Henry. It isn't fair. They all agreed that something must be done. But none knew what. One day, Percy talked to Edward about it.
What you need, said Edward, is a deputation.
And he explained what that was. Percy ran back quickly to tell the other engines.
Edward said we need a depot station.
Of course, said Gordon. The question is...
Oh, what is a desperation? Asked Henry. It's when an engine tells the Fat Controller something's wrong and ask him to put it right.
Did you say tell the Fat Controller? Asked Duck thoughtfully.
There was a long silence.
I propose, said Gordon at last, that Percy be our, deputation.
Me? Said Percy. I can't.
Rubbish, Percy, said Henry. It's easy.
That's settled then, said Gordon.
Poor Percy wished it wasn't.
Hello, Percy. It's nice to be back.
Percy jumped. And some of the trucks went flying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Please, sir.
You look nervous, Percy. What's the matter?
Please, sir. They made me a desperation, sir. To speak to you, sir. I don't like it, sir.
The Fat Controller pondered.
Do you mean a deputation, Percy?
Yes, sir. Please, sir. It's Donald and Douglas, sir. They say, sir, that if you send them away, sir, they'll be turned into scrap, sir. That would be dreadful, sir. Please, sir, don't send them away, sir. They're nice engines, sir.
Thank you, Percy. That'll do.
And he walked away. The next day, he spoke to the engines.
I had a deputation yesterday. I understand your feelings, but I do not approve of interference.
He paused impressively.
Donald and Douglas, I heard your work in the snow was good. You shall have new coats of paint.
The twins looked surprised.
But your names will be painted on you. We shall have no more mistakes.
Thank you, sir. Does that mean you're keeping both of us?
The Fat Controller smiled.
It means...
But the rest of the speech was drowned in a delighted chorus of cheers and whistles.